Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
A man who's doing something that no catcher has ever done in the history of the sport, with the fattest ass in all of professional sports.
The Dominican dominance comes to an end. The Big Dumper is your Home Run Derby champion for 2025.
Oh, I love it when you get a Carl Ravitch Big Dumper reference. Some of you were happy to see Pat McAfee involved. Others, not so much. Welcome to the live edition of the Zabecast. Thank you for downloading. It is Wednesday, July 16. The results of the Midsummer Classic were too late for this edition of the Zabecast. However, you should be a subscriber because come Friday, we will celebrate one of the most holy days in Zabe Sports Radio, which is Boo Ben Canop Day. With, of course, Scott and Solly, you know that I would not celebrate the day without the two inventors, co-inventors of Boo Ben Canop Day, the day after the All-Star Game, the slowest day of the year. Used to be no games whatsoever. However, the WNBA now occupies that spot, so there you go. Good to see everybody. By see you, I mean, well, good to be here on the Zabecast. Experimenting I am just a little bit with the Open and everything else. I figure even though the new shorter Open got right to the point, you're hearing it every damn day because my listeners, my podcast followers are so loyal. They don't need it every day. Right, so this is going to be a more live Open where I can also ride the fader, as they say, and bring the music up and down. It just gives it a different feel. I think you guys are going to like it. So, Cal Raleigh, all hail the Big Dumper, your Home Run Derby champion for 2025. Made history as the first catcher to win it. He defeated Junior Caminero in the finals. His father was pitching. His brother was behind the plate. It was a family affair, and it was great. It was fine. It went too damn long. There was, again, too many dumb rules involved. But look, any attempts to obsess about or try to improve upon a silly little contest is kind of dumb if you think about it. I'm just glad it's still a thing. I'm glad that the home run, I'm glad that the dunk contest is still a thing that went away for a while. I'm glad that the par three contest at the Masters is still a thing. All these little side quest, niche-y, knick-knack-y competitions in sports are good, in my opinion. They could be better, but nobody's listening to me. And television is the one that is, you know, making the call on this. Also, because I think it should be an hour and a half. But you see, I'm sitting on my ass in my, you know, on my couch like you are. Imagine if you were actually going to the stadium. And if you were going there, you don't want to go for an hour and a half type of deal. Speaking of going to the game, I texted my boy Lawyer Dave down there in Atlanta. Lawyer Dave and I go way back. He was with me at One-on-One Sports back in the day, and we drove together down to Lexington, Kentucky to watch Kentucky versus Indiana. Actually, no, Louisville, not Lexington. We went to Louisville to Freedom Hall, which is a neutral site game between Indiana and Kentucky. Technically neutral. You know, it's mostly Kentucky, but whatever. It was a great experience. We just road tripped it. We were in our 20s. Lawyer Dave at the time, though, went on to become television sports guy Dave, and he was on TV in the wonderful market of Dothan, Alabama. I believe it was Dothan, Alabama. And he was making no money. He's dragging his tripod to be a one-man band to set up in front of some shitty little single-A baseball stadium, and he just got sick of it. He said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to become a lawyer. So he did. And he's got like 8 kids, good Catholic. I believe he's got 5 boys, 3 girls, maybe 4 boys, 4 girls. I don't know the split, but he's got plenty of boys, sports, the whole thing. Also, I should mention Lawyer Dave was a baseball player back in the day. He played for Indiana at first, then TCU. I think that was the sequencing of his career. Anyway, love sports still, but living in Atlanta, I texted him saying, hey, aren't you glad they built that stadium up in the burbs and not down in the hood? Looks like it's going great down there at T-Mobile. He goes, yeah. Or not T-Mobile, but Truist Park. T-Mobile sponsored the Home Run Derby. Era, we have major corporations sponsoring everything. And he responded right back. He said, yep, it was the right place to do it. It sure is good. Of course, some people would say, that's racist. Come on, Atlanta's a very African-American city. It should have been closer to downtown. Well, baseball live in person caters to a market that is predominantly middle-aged white guys with some money. So you probably should fish where the fish are. I've not been. I would like to go. It looks like it's a pretty good place. So Home Run Derby, and I said, are you there at the park? Because he always has tickets for stuff, being a high-priced lawyer and whatnot. And he goes, no chance. And I go, what? Why? He goes, overpriced babies made-up event. I'm like, damn, man. Come on. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper with his dad and his brother there. Pretty cool. Now, he, of course, almost did not make it out of the first round, finishing tied for fourth with Brent Rooker. But his longest dinger of the round had surpassed Rooker's, according to StatCast, by about an inch. They measured his longest at 470.62 feet, while Rooker's was 470.54. They, of course, did not post this before they were done hitting, and so therefore it felt fishy. It's also absurd to think, oh, really? You're that accurate, huh? You want us to believe you can measure a home run that lands somewhere in the outfield bleachers or beyond, and you have umpires, or at least you had umpires like Angel Hernandez, missing strikes by a foot. You're down to the inch. You sure about that? I think it was too many players, too fast a pace, too much split screen, too long. Less is more people, but they don't listen to me. And besides, they sell a lot of tickets at a premium to go to the ballpark, and they want people to drink and eat and have some fun, so it's going to be a 3-hour affair, at least. Somebody had a great tweet. I don't know if this is AI or if this is a genuine old school photo. It's of a New York Yankee in a sweat-soaked and dirty jersey, just water pouring off his hat. I believe it's got to be an AI photo, but it looks exhausted. And the tweet, this guy, John Foley, at 2008 Phils with a Z. This home run derby format is great, but it needs to be longer. I want 30 contestants, 200 pitches each, 50 rounds, guys jogging the bases every time. Goes until late August. Imagine having to run around the bases. That'd be part of it. So you're getting tired. I mean, the winner would be like six home runs if you had to run around the bases every time. Either way, we touch the buoy. It's like swimming out to the middle of the lake. There's the buoy out there. You go swim. We get to the deep part of the summer, sports radio, touch the buoy, turn around. It's the shore and the picnic and the beer and the music gets louder and louder, closer and closer, because we are swimming back to football, baby, in less than 45 days. But don't you know, I'm an influencer in one of the more stunning things anyone has seen, at least in the world of golf. Influencer and YouTube megastar Grant Horvat, YouTube megastar, golf megastar, not YouTube megastar. I'd say that Mr. Beast is a YouTube megastar. But golf megastar on YouTube, Grant Horvat, announced that he will not be playing, not accepting a sponsor's invite, a coveted sponsor's invite to the Barracuda Championship, which is an opposite field event this week, opposite the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. It's you know, it's not the best tour event, but it's a freaking PGA Tour event. He's turned it down because they won't let him film his round with his crew, which I'm sure is quite a few guys and maybe gals, during competition. Here is Grant Horvat explaining his decision.
The reason I will not be playing in a PGA Tour event is due to the rules and regulations around media rights and filming during tournament play of a PGA Tour event. And basically that means I was not going to be allowed to film my round during tournament play. And for me personally, doing YouTube for a living and wanting to document everything I do, and this is, you know, this is the reason we got the invite in the first place, was because of YouTube and because of the amazing experiences I get to share with you guys. But I am hopeful that sometime in the future we will be able to play in a PGA Tour event. I don't know which one it will be, maybe the Barracuda next year, and document and film the...
No. How about no? We're not going to let you LARP as a PGA Tour player. Do you know what a relative scrub Grant Horvat is as a golfer? Not as a YouTube star. He's done very well and good for him. I'm just talking about as a golfer. Because at first I was like, didn't he play like mini tours and wasn't he pretty good? And then I was like, no, I got him mixed up with the Bryan brothers. Wesley Bryan and who's the other Bryan brothers? Either way, they're like trick shot guys, and they're also on that influencer level. But no, Grant Horvat is just a kid from Palm Beach. He's 26 years old. He moved from Michigan to Florida shortly before his 15th birthday, joined the South Fork High School golf team, went to play college golf at Palm Beach Atlantic from 2017 to 2021, and received academic awards while in college. Didn't win shit, but still. As an amateur, he did win the PGA Tour's Creator Classic at Sawgrass in March. Yes, that was the event that included guys like Frankie Borelli and the Barstool guys and Trent taking a huge divot, Fat Perez and others. It's not exactly the greatest accomplishment, but hey, he won. Give him credit for that. The story in the Palm Beach Post says he also played in minor professional events in South Florida. Oh, minor, you say? How minor? He shot 72, hey, how about that, and tied for 25th, hey, how about that, in an event at Jupiter's Abacoa Golf Club in March, taking home $140 for the finish. Now, the thing is, he did get the invite from the sponsor, Barracuda Networks. That's the software company. They've ponied the money up to make the event worthy of a PGA Tour stop. So they're the ones with the cash, and they've got one or two invites in their back pocket in a field of 144, 156, something like that. But the PGA Tour runs the actual tournament, and they have rules. And if you're another pro, and you have Grant frickin' Horvat in your foursome, or not foursome, but your twosome, and he's got all these douchebags doing this YouTube stuff around you, it's going to be distracting. You can't have it. So for everyone who says, well, why'd they invite him if they weren't going to let him film for his YouTube channel? Well, he was invited by the sponsor, but the PGA Tour has rules. And you know what Kramer once said? Without rules, there's chaos. Other pro sports leagues, as somebody pointed out, that also do not allow players to have their own film crews. LIV Golf, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, WNBA, Premier League, Formula One, DP World Tour, and others. He knows he would not have come close to making any money on this event, and they probably shouldn't be giving these things out anyway. But here's the whole argument about how good would it be for a opposite field event that is not very high profile, benefiting from a guy that's got a million plus YouTube followers. I liken it to, okay, so YouTube golf gets a lot of kids, younger demographic, that likes watching YouTube golf. How do you know how many people would be converted from watching Ryan Horvat shoot 76, 78, see you later, trunk slam, and then go, well, that was fun. I really like Ryan a lot. So now I'm going to go sit down this weekend and tune in the Barracuda Classic. I mean, I don't think you're going to convert a lot of people. It would be like Ryan Horvat has this pop-up tiki bar that's very popular. Okay, cool waitresses, drinks, whatever, but it's just a bar. And they want to set up in the parking lot of a very well-known restaurant called the PGA Tour just for one night. And people are like, I can't believe the restaurant, the PGA Tour, wouldn't want Ryan Horvat's tiki bar because people are going to come and drink and they're probably going to go in and eat food. Well, maybe, but maybe not. They might just go and sit in the parking lot and drink. I'm not convinced that YouTube golf converts a significant number of people over to actually watching the PGA Tour. But I could be wrong. My mouse just died. That's fucking great. Wireless mouse. Come on, give me some juice here. Well, now I got to go charge it because I really can't. I, for one, hope the PGA Tour never caves and never says, okay, we're going to let YouTubers start filming their rounds. These guys are LARPing, live action role playing. You want to be in a PGA Tour event? Qualify. I also kind of think that the sponsors' invites can't go to people who are not PGA Tour level players. At least they shouldn't. Steph Curry's gotten one in the past. Mark Rippon, we talked about that with Andy, got one many years ago to the Kemper. Didn't come close to making the cut. You should have some respect for the fact there are people willing to gouge somebody's eyeballs out at a Muni in the parking lot at 5:30 a.m. if needed to get into a PGA Tour event just to have a chance. So don't be throwing them out like they're Mardi Gras beads. Speaking of golf, Xander Schauffele, your defending champion at the Open Championship, and had a weird flex, bro. Weird flex. Was talking about, you know, his trophies and whatnot, and says he doesn't keep trophies at his house. He was then asked about his gold medal, which he won at the Olympics. Quote, I have actually no idea where that is, to be completely honest. You know how you can tell when people are lying? When they say to be completely honest. That's a tell right there. Bullshit. fucking knows where that thing is. When asked why not, he goes, what am I going to do with it? I don't really invite people over to my house. Am I just going to look at it myself? Okay. This is why I've never been a Xander Schauffele fan. Just totally douchey. You play golf for a living. You win big events, trophies, medals, trinkets, doodads. Have some respect for what you do and create a little space in your basement, okay? Here they are. Tiger did. Pretty damn impressive. Well, I don't know where my gold medal is. All right, well, can I have it? Somebody should say, well, if you don't care about it and you don't know where it is, can I take it? Because I think the actual gold in it, which is not solid gold, obviously, it's worth quite a bit of money. Certainly on eBay it would be. Hey, I got Xander Schauffele's gold medal. Dick didn't even know where it was. So I paid some midgets. Is that a problem? Apparently, it might actually be a problem because this is frowned upon. Soccer phenom Lamine Yamal is under fire because of his birthday party that included using... Why is my mouse fucked up now? God fucking damn it. The superstar's 18th birthday party is now facing a government inquiry because of the hiring of entertainers with dwarfism. The Barcelona and Spain players spent last weekend celebrating with the glitzy and star-studded event. The teen is one of the top players in Europe, and despite his otherworldly on-field achievements, the youngster now finds himself at the center of a serious backlash following his birthday celebrations. The scenes have sparked serious concern they may have been exploited during the celebrations with the ADEE, Spain's Association for People with Achondroplasia and Other Skeletal Dysplasia, and they have threatened legal action against the star. I don't know. I see a lot of pretty happy-looking small people, little people, getting out of limos and going into his party. I mean, if they were paid and if they were not physically abused and if they were happy to take the paycheck, I don't know how can you police this? It's almost like same thing as how, you know, this is what happened with the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, that Peter Dinklage, who got this great role as the imp, as the dwarf, as the midget on Game of Thrones, and made tons of money, then turned around and pulled the ladder up on all of his fellow short people going, we shouldn't be using people. We shouldn't use real humans in the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That'd be wrong. What's jobs? Just like this birthday party. No, you can't throw them. You can't demean them, obviously, but it's just being at a party for a soccer star demeaning? I don't know. I don't get it. I'm a little bit torn by this, to be honest. Or to be completely honest, which means I'm lying. God damn, my fucking mouse doesn't work. Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, Listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
The diesel runs RG3 right off the road. I didn't talk about this when it went down about a week ago, but RG3 uncorked one of the wildest and clearly out of bounds tweets ever regarding Angel Reese. He shared a meme that basically nobody had seen, where they took the cover photo of Angel Reese on the NBA 2K26 video game, WNBA edition, and they replaced her head and face with that of a monkey. Obviously egregious, wrong, unacceptable, but hardly anyone saw it. In addition, he used that as a springboard to both say, this is wrong, people shouldn't be doing this, when many were like, yeah, but you're just giving, like, the original post had 6,000 views. By the time RG3 retweeted it, the image now had over 1 million views. He then used it as a springboard to basically say, you know, when I criticized Angel Reese vis-a-vis Caitlin Clark, it's because she hates Caitlin Clark. And some people in Angel Reese's inner circle reached out to me and confirmed that that's the case. But I'm taking the high road. This is not personal. I just think that it was the most out of bounds, left field, what are you talking about, dude, tweets ever. And Shaq is now done with RG3. RG3 tweeted another monkey post about my girl Angel Reese, and I'm going to punch you in your fucking face, he said on Bailey Jackson's Off the Record podcast. It's enough. I don't usually do this, but just stop it, bro. Here was Shaq on the pod.
Speaking of man, RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl Angel Reese. I'm punching your fucking face. Okay? It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro. You got your job. You got your podcast. Leave my Angel Reese alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. Fucking stop it. That's the last time. Okay? Thank you. It's not real hate. If you look around what's going on in this real country, that's hate. This is sports. I'm not supposed to like you. It's a shame that all the stuff you did in your life, you're going to be remembered for your podcast. You're going to be remembered for your podcast. That should tell you you're not that fucking great. I don't want to be remembered for Shaq's Bit podcast. I do not. Like, leave those girls alone. You already spoke on it. Let it go. So what? He hates her. So fucking what? I hate you now.
Oh, boy.
For messing with her. Now what? Say something about me. But she's not going to respond because I'm the one calling and be like, baby, keep it classy. Because she's not soft by any means. You're from the streets. But I'm like, you're beautiful. Don't indulge with these fools because he's a fool. You don't even have G14 classification to say that. I would respect it more.
I don't even know what G14 classification is, but I'll just go with a check. Or if
Lisa Leslie said it. Like, that's y'all category. Stay out of them people's category. Okay, you're sports, whatever you do, you talk about sports, but bro, you don't need to be going deep. Y'all can go deep. Y'all are females. Y'all understand what that's like. If he hates her, so what? Mind your business. Like, I don't mind you doing your job to anyone, but don't pick on that little girl. Because guess what? I'm her protector. Now pick on me. You pick on me, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm not saying I want it to happen, but I am saying if it were to happen, if the two were to meet up and they still had beef, somebody get video of it, please. Horizontal, please. Thank you very much. Time for a little ditty that I should have been doing a long time ago, every single day, on this podcast, as well as on the radio show. I can't believe I've been holding it back for so long, but it's the stat of the day, everybody.
Stat of the day.
This one actually blew me away. Do you know who's the best drafting team in the NFL the last 10 years or 15 years? The Dallas Cowboys. That's right. The Cowboys have drafted 10 all-pro players in the first round in the last 15 years, a 67% all-pro hit rate. Behold your stat of the day!
And they got nothing to show for it.
I know. And so do Cowboy fans. So I had to send that nugget to my boy Cowboy Mike out in the desert. And here was his response. Quote, Jimmy Johnson would lose sleep trying to think of ways to improve the 53rd roster spot. All good GMs do. Though Jimmy was particularly obsessed. Jarrah? Well, Jarrah counts his top 5 or 10 guys, and he's done. And it's like, we got Romo, we got Witten, we got Ware. We're going to win. We're going to win the chip this year. It's a fair point. I didn't know the Cowboys had been drafting that well in the top part of the draft. Speaking of NFL players and money and stars, Terry McLaurin is at an absolute stalemate with the Commanders on a new contract, and he's not happy. Said McLaurin, quote, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. Everything that's happened to this point has been pretty frustrating and disappointing. My man Al Galdi says, Terry McLaurin has been an extremely productive, durable, and non-diva WR1. Yes, he's entering his age 30 season, but there's every reason to believe he'll age well. He finally has a stud QB1. Washington is in good cap shape. A contract extension should, and I believe, Galdi says, will happen. Maybe. Grant Paulson at JFK says, the Commanders are standing on business, that from a business standpoint, guess what? This is the right move. Don't pay a guy who's 30 that kind of money. I mean, I'd pay Terry McLaurin in a heartbeat. I think he's an awesome player. I like how he handles his business. Of all the guys, you should say, well, he is 30, but we feel super comfortable giving him top of the market WR1 money because he has suffered through some of the most shit quarterbacks in his career in Washington. He stayed when he could have left. In fact, when he stayed for a nice contract, his second one, which was nice, it wasn't incredible. The market's exploded now, as you know, for wide receivers in the NFL. When he stayed, I was like, I don't know, man. The place is so fucked up. You should leave. You should go somewhere better if you can. If they won't franchise you, you should definitely get out. Well, you can. He stayed. Of course, the ownership group has changed. And so, yeah, I am very much in the mindset, or not mindset.
Pay him.
Yes. Pay him.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money. John Malkovich in Rounders. Is that a good accent, by the way?
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
It never struck me as a very accurate accent. Remember this, though, kids, whether you're an NFL receiver or a copier repairman, they won't ever pay you just because they like you. They'll like you, and they'll say they like you, and they'll give you a good parking spot and maybe an extra day off, but they're not going to pay you because they like you. They're going to pay you because they have to. Never forget that. And some companies, even though they really have to pay or they really should pay somebody, if they're not going to pay you, you need to go out and find somebody who will and treat you better. And then when they do, say, see you later. So long and thanks for all the fish, as they said in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. While we're on money, Bruno Mars is almost out of debt. This after reports that Bruno Mars had flushed nearly $50 million playing blackjack at MGM Resorts. He did poke fun, Bruno Mars, at the debunked rumors that he owed that much money, but he did share in an Instagram clip on stage the day after and wrote, "Almost out of debt, baby. Appreciate ya." Debunked or not, I don't know. Can we now do Frankie Valli? Frankie Valli is performing and he looks so stiff and nearly dead as to be almost a Disney animatronic figure. He has to be, Frankie Valli, in debt up to his eyeballs to somebody. And they just keep pushing him out there saying, "We're selling tickets. Selling tickets for the Four Seasons, Frankie. Get on out there and sing Oh What a Night." Of all the shit takes, this one could be the shittiest. And of course, it's Alex Rodriguez with an utterly shit take. This guy seems to have an ability to really not read the room. Here's what he said about MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, widely regarded as the worst commissioner we have, the guy with the least sense for the game, and just a bloodless corporate lawyer lizard turned commissioner.
I agree with you. I'm a big Rob Manfred fan, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. Single-handedly, I mean, with the changes he's made the last two or three years to really save our game, he probably belongs in...
Save our game. Yeah, he pushed through the pitch clock. That helped. Yes, they're going to push through robo-umps. That helps. Save our game?
Cooperstown. But the reason why I like this, Colin...
He should be in Cooperstown.
He probably belongs in Cooperstown.
If there is a Rob Manfred exhibit in Cooperstown, I will go to Cooperstown for the first time in my life, and I will risk being arrested I'm not going to rub feces on it. That'd be gross, and that would be a real crime. I'll rub chocolatey Kit Kat fingers all over the Rob Manfred bust in Cooperstown in protest.
The reason why I like this, Colin, technology's made the game better. Anytime you make players and umpires more accountable, it's a great thing. Going back 10 years, that strike you see right there on the screen, 83% of the time, the umpires were getting it right. 10 years ago. Today, that number's ballooned to 97%. So it's a much better quality, much better game, much better accuracy. All those things are good. Now, the application of it, we have to go see how it works. I know they've been doing it in the minor leagues. I am really looking forward to tonight to see how that plays out, because I'm a little bit on the fence. But I'm more pro because I think Rob Manfred deserves some credit. He's built some equity here over the last 3 or 4 years with his changes. And I think the game has the gift and the curse of being so married to their history. I think some of these other leagues have really pushed the envelope.
It still blows my mind that this guy is not a complete pariah. That we're just going to gloss over the fact that he cheated badly, lied about it, lied badly, and it's almost like nobody remembers. Good take. Not. 1 year later, we still know virtually nothing. 1 year ago Sunday, a lone gunman, or gun kid, or gun punk, or gun loser, Thomas Crooks, almost changed the course of history, missing Donald Trump's head by inches. They quickly swung into motion, They swung into motion the incompetent entities as part of the U.S. Secret Service. They're like, oh, whoops. Well, I guess we should have checked that rooftop. Whoops. Guess we should have had somebody watching more closely. They swung into action, hosed the blood off the roof. They cleaned up the parents' house, cremated the body, fired the Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, but only after she gave disastrous testimony in front of Congress on Capitol Hill. And basically, that was that. Social media for this kid? Oh, doesn't exist. Friends who knew him? Kept a very tight, if not non-existent, circle. Parents want to talk about it? Nah, no chance. Saw one video of some reporter intercepting the parents leaving, I believe, a courthouse or somewhere. And all the dad just, do you want to say anything? What was it? They're peppering him with questions. And the dad finally stopped and said, I got to pee. He's like, I got something to say. I got to pee. And that was it. Of course, this was also the media's lowest of low points. An absolute joke, some outlets, when it comes to what would constitute journalistic standards. Headlines like, loud noises heard as Trump is rushed off stage. Denver Post, gunman dies in attack. Oh. Colorado Springs Gazette, Trump fine, quotes, after shooting. Babylon Bee is a good one. Headline, Lincoln nods off at play. Right. The laws of economics don't care about your feelings. In 2020, Seattle, hard left, progressive city, passed an Amazon payroll tax. This was aimed at punishing large companies. Well, guess how it's going 5 years later. Not great, Bob. The headline in 2020 read, Seattle passes payroll tax targeting Amazon and other big businesses. The city council passed the jumpstart tax on the city's biggest businesses and highest earners, including Amazon. Story from this March at mynorthwest.com. Quote, this is catastrophic, unquote. Seattle payroll tax revenues $47 million short as jobs leave the city. Oh. I'm doing my Macaulay Culkin face. Oh, I can't believe it. Every damn time. Superfans are going to superfan. Tickets for Christopher Nolan's upcoming movie, The Odyssey, are on sale. The movie opens July 17th of next year. Tickets for next summer's blockbuster, they expect it will be a blockbuster, will only be available at movie theaters with IMAX 70mm screens. That's the director's preferred format, and just for select showtimes. Tickets in other formats and other screenings are likely to go on sale much, much closer to the film's release date. But if you are a Christopher Nolan superfan, you're going to brag nonstop online about, I already got tickets. I got tickets a year early. I'm going to wait in line just to get in the movie theater. Hey, it's what superfans do. We open with Pat McAfee, and this would be under the file of, what do you want, McAfee or Stephen A.? We got both options. Somebody tweeted, kids today don't realize it, but you used to be able to turn on ESPN and not see Stephen A. Smith or Pat McAfee. They were glorious times. That prompted Trey Wingo, former ESPNer, to say, let me preface this by saying I've got many wonderful memories and so many great friends still working there that I want to succeed. And now you hear it coming. But he's right. It used to be a glorious buffet where you could pick and choose what you wanted. Now it's like a banquet dinner. Do you want the chicken? or do you want the fish? Do you want Stephen A., or do you want McAfee? And they're sprinkled in to just about everything. McAfee has no business being at the All-Star game, knows nothing about baseball, but he brings that old Pat McAfee energy, that old WWE wrestling energy. Somebody pointed out, quote, my favorite part about last night is that McAfee had to take 6 weeks off Monday Night Raw because he was burnt out, but then showed up at the fucking Home Run Derby on a Monday night, high out of his mind. Yeah. Philosophy for Life, Part 1. Scottie Scheffler was asked about why he plays golf and what he gets out of it, and he gave one of the most thoughtful five-minute answers about how, yeah, at the end of the day, it's still just a game. That probably any major championship, any major champion has ever given. Here was the first minute and 24 of Scottie's answer.
You know, I think it's kind of funny. I think, you know, I think I said something after the Byron this year about, like, it feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for, like, a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And I like to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home. I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament. And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? You know, life goes on. This is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf? Yeah. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport, and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think is a pretty cool feeling. You know, to get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of, like, the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point?
Well, the point is, it's a job. At the end of the day, it's a job that has afforded him incredible wealth, and he can now, and I think Scheffler is super grounded, which I love about him. I think it's part of the secret to his dominance, is that he is so grounded. And you then turn it into things that are meaningful and enduring and more important, being a great husband, being a great father, doing stuff in your community, accumulating the money to play a silly, frustrating game that many of us love so much is a wonderful thing to have, because money is a chance to build things. It's a resource that can be spread around, and you can do things, and I'm sure he will do things that have more meaning. But yes, the actual golf, I mean, look, it's a tournament. The ball goes where it goes. You're playing a game outdoors in the elements with wind and bounces and grass and everything else. I mean, Jesus, don't read too much into it. Philosophy for Life, Part 2. Francisco Lindor of the Mets had a great answer when asked at the All-Star game about how he can be so motivated. Here was his answer.
This is good. I'm not motivated. I'm disciplined. Motivation comes and goes. I'm disciplined in what I'm going to do day in and day out. I do it so it's like my kids can see me, that dad goes out there every day and just work as hard as he can because he wants to be the best.
That's good. Motivation comes and goes. I'm disciplined. That's a great answer, and it's definitely true. I wish I was more disciplined. If you can be disciplined in certain things you do over and over every day that are positive for you, then guess what? You're going to go pretty far in life. You built a what now? This is an incredible side quest, the likes of which I don't think I can get my head around. I'm trying. But a guy has been building for 21 years. A miniature scale replica of New York City. The whole city. out of balsa wood. 1 million buildings, he claims, put together meticulously for 21 years on these, I'd say, 4 by 3 foot boards that are stacked up in a storage area, just awaiting for somebody to go, we've got the space for you to assemble all of your miniature New York City for display. And I hope somebody does. But this thing just popped up, basically, the other day on, I think it was on, what was it on? Was it on, it was not on Twitter. It was on, oh, come on. Let me get to the post. Why do you do this to me? Why is my technology failing me here?
For the past 21 years, I've been building a miniature model of New York City, and I'm carving the entire thing by hand out of balsa wood. I made almost 1 million buildings. I completed all 5 boroughs, and I don't have it displayed yet, but once I do, it'll be 50 feet long and 30 feet wide.
Oh,
this is one of the 350 sections that I made. This is downtown Manhattan. This is the Freedom Tower right here. This is the World Trade Center. I kept the World Trade Center in my favorite buildings. When I was a kid growing up in Queens, I used to look out my bedroom window and look at the World Trade Center every day. This building right here with the green top, with the Art Deco style, is the F.W. Woolworth Building. When it was completed in 1913, it was the tallest building in the world.
I mean, you have to see how accurate this model is. And he's got paint, and he's got little X-Acto knives and glue.
This building with the green top, this is 40 Wall Street. So, and this building is 927 feet tall. Wall Street is right down below. A lot of other financial companies down there, Goldman Sachs.
It's just incredible. As somebody pointed out on Twitter, that will be 7,665 days. Each one of those a brushstroke on an invisible timeline, bent toward an idea that no one else could see. He built one building every 11 minutes for 2 decades. While wars were started and ended, while children were born and grew up and had children of their own, while the internet reshaped the world, he sat and he built. This isn't a hobby. This is a ritual, a neurospatial pilgrimage into obsession, a 50 by 30 foot altar to discipline. Every tower, a prayer. Every window, a synapse. Every block, a loop of his internal monologue stacked in silence. And then he posted it to TikTok like it was just another Tuesday, like he didn't just outpatient God himself. This is beyond art. This is a lifetime carved for this moment. This man didn't build a model. He entered a side quest and forgot to come back. I am going to be interested to hear more and see more about this guy because it's a hell of a story. It probably also involves, let's be honest, some kind of neurodivergent traits, Asperger's perhaps, or some other obsessive compulsive type strains, because on the one hand, it's amazing. On the other hand, you're wasting your life doing this. Others are questioning 1 million buildings, 1 million, because you'd have to be building buildings with your little balsa wood nonstop in that period. And you can quibble with the how many buildings exactly are there and how quickly he could build them, how many he could produce in a day. You can quibble all you want, but guess what? He's got New York City at scale model in balsa wood painted and looking almost exact like a replica. Where did that come from? AI can't create that. Incredible. Just goes to show you there's incredible people out there doing wild things that sometimes you and I have no idea is going on. All right, I'm going to end today what I am going to call my walk-off tweet. Good to have Will Smith back for summertime, since we are in the dead of summertime. So every day I'm going to try to end the podcast with a tweet that's just a perfect walk-off tweet. Here's one for you. Mayo Monkey at Mayo Monkey Redux. When I die, I want my remains to be scattered at Disneyland. Also, I do not want to be cremated.
Myers at second base, the pinch runner. Pena the runner at first, the tying run. Alvarez launches deep right field, and this one is gone! And the Astros walk them off in game one! Yordan Alvarez! Are you kidding me?
Nice walk-off tweet. I want my remains to be spread around Disney, but I don't want to be cremated. Yeah. All right, that's it for me tonight. Thank you so much for listening. We got Solly and Scott coming up on Friday for Boo Ben Canop Day celebration. Charch as well before the week is out. We're at low tide. We have touched the buoy in the middle of the lake swimming out there. Now we swim back to shore. Now we swim back to football. The sound of the music on the beach at the lake is going to get a little bit louder and a little bit louder. We'll smell the barbecue going, and we'll be exhausted making this long swim through the summer, but we're going to get there, and it's going to be glorious. Thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, rate and review. It tickles the algorithmic overlords, and tell a friend. I do appreciate it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.